extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks.
Quite big news in the world of TV, particularly for you, Fev. One of your favourite television shows is making a comeback. And yesterday, we caught up with our mate Grant Denyer to talk all about it. We're very excited, our buddy Grant Denyer. GD.
Wow, that was great.
Thanks, man.
How are you? What's happening in Bathurst? How's ISO?
Mate, ISO, I'm going to let you in a little secret here, and I don't want you to laugh at me, but has ISO made me a little loopy? Probably. But I am. I don't know if you've heard of the famous panther that has roamed the Australian bushland for decades. Since World War II, when the American troops brought them out from Africa as pets on their warships. There's been stories and sightings of these panthers for quite some time, and I've seen it twice on the bottom of my farm. I kid you not.
Okay.
This is not the ISO talking, so back off, stop laughing.
Definitely normal.
Are you okay,
yep.
Grant? Are you okay?
Everything's okay. I've just installed... Now, tell me if this is too far. I've just installed 2 infrared night vision motion cameras down the bottom of my farm to see if I can catch the elusive panther.
Jason,
this is the best.
In Born Supremacy 3.
Grant.
Maybe he bought one of those. Did Grant also buy one of those Pete Evans things that cures coronavirus?
I've lost it, guys. I've lost it.
Well, look, fortunately, though, this is fantastic news, not just for you and to maybe get you some, bring back your sanity, but also Family Feud is coming back. This has got everyone excited. And we love this, Grant, because it is the frontline worker edition. Like this, is, so talk us through how many eps, who gets to apply.
Talk
us through it.
Survey says this is the best news ever, obviously.
Hello. Yep. Survey says correct.
That is the top answer. It is. We weren't just going to bring it back willy-nilly, but we just thought, you know, in these heavy times, sometimes a little bit of escapism is good. Sometimes a little bit of silliness is fine. And sometimes it's the exact tonic that we need. So Family Feud has all of that in spades. Not only has that, it gives away mountains of money very, very easily. So we thought, what a great way to kind of honour the frontline troops of COVID-19, whether they be nurses or healthcare workers of any kind, doctors, ambulance drivers, whatever, or even families that have had like their household finances just decimated by COVID, as so many have. We just thought, let's open the gates. Anyone can apply. And we just want to put on a special that is in tribute to the COVID workers and that just gives away up to $100,000 every night. So we're going nuts.
Whoa.
Brilliant idea. Absolutely brilliant.
Well done, mate. I love, as you know, Grant,
you do.
I love Family Feud, man. It's one of my favourite shows. The kids would sit down and watch it. So glad it's back on our screens. I've been watching this stupid show on Channel 7 where they put coins down a thing. And
how's that piece of work?
What is it?
I'm addicted to it. I'm like, get it off. Bring
But what is
feedback.
It?
Then you pop up on my screen saying, woohoo, we're back. I'm like, yes. Oh, Boxer, they put these coins down. It's like a quiz show, but then they've got to get coins, and it's just stupid.
Is it Australian?
You know, it's like a skill tester. You know those skill tester sometimes when you go to the movies, and you've got to put in your money, and then hopefully the chocolates fall down the next level and they get pushed off into the catch tray?
It's one of those.
Great explanation. Well
done. No. Is there a survey? No. I don't care about it.
Doesn't even have a survey. Sounds like garbage.
Right.
Anyway, Grant, this is great. And look, we'll put the links to our Fifi Fev Bar on Insta as well, but we'll throw out the website right now, 10play.com.au/casting. 10play.com.au/casting. If you want to be in this show, is doing 10 episodes. We love the idea for Family Feud. Good to chat to you from Bathurst, Grant Denyer.
Oh, hang on, I've got to go, guys. I think I can see the panther.
Fox.
I hope he didn't build up that gag from the start to them, because that would be
101.9 The Fox.
Got a bit of a debate going on this morning, Fee.
Yeah, and you know what? This debate, it's blown up online, and I have felt this debate my whole life, and I've never bothered to find out the answer. And when I say the answer, because if you're an Arnott's Biscuit fan, which I'm a big Arnott's, I reckon, we could sit down and break down
factory.
Every Tim Tam, every, like for me, I'm a caramel crown girl. I know all the assorted creams. I've got a theory on everything.
Which one do you leave, the Monte Carlo?
No, I like a Monte Carlo.
Really?
I don't like a Kingston. I'm not a massive fan of a Scotch biscuit. Oh, I like an arrowroot. No, not necessarily that much of a fan. Anyway,
not the point.
But this is an interesting one because the big debate is between Arnott's Savoy and Arnott's Jack's Crackers.
Yeah.
Now this is I've known this my whole life because I've always picked either. I've always thought they're more or less the same biscuit. Mm. But I know when I've got them for mum, if I get Jats, mum goes, no, I wanted Savoy. But I just go, isn't it just the same biscuit? And I've never really known what the difference is and why Arnott's have two almost identical biscuits on the market. Now, Fev,
I've got
as
them
a,
in front of me.
And 13-10-60, join in this conversation or debate. Mm. If you can identify the difference between Arnott's Savoy and Arnott's Jats and you have a preference, do share it with us. Fev, you've got an can you start with the Savoy, please?
Yeah, I've got three in front of me, Boxy. I've got a Jats, a Ritz, and a Savoy. Well, I can already tell which one I'm going to like.
What do you think?
The Ritz. I'm going to like.
Okay, but they're a different biscuit. They're smaller.
It's exactly the same size as a Jats.
You don't have a Jats, you've got a Savoy.
I've got Jats and Savoy. I've got three.
But what's that Jats one that Leon just bought you? What's it
this
called?
One. Jats. All right, we'll try the Savoy, okay?
Yeah. There we
go. Too hard for me.
Too hard?
Yep. Savoy, too hard.
Imagine a bit of hummus on it, no?
No, too hard.
Okay.
The Jats.
Yep.
Heaps better.
So, okay, but just why is it heaps better?
Because it's softer. Yeah, but that's a different.
Can I just say that's not the actual Jats? That's a thin version of it. What's it called? A slimline Jats?
No, it's just a Jats. Melts in your mouth. That's exactly what it just did. Their advertising is right on point. It literally crumbled in my mouth.
The Jats clicks.
Yeah,
clicks. Yeah, but clicks aren't the original Jats. A Jats clicks is not a Jats.
The Savoys are too hard.
Yeah, but see, a Jats is quite. We've got lots of calls coming through. Can we speak to someone now? Can we have one of these callers come through? Because as much as I love your feedback on the biscuits you're consuming and loving every second of it.
Aren't you a Jats person?
Should we go to Tanya?
Do you know what? I think I'm both. I really like them both. I've never complained about either.
One's soft and one's hard.
The clicks is soft. A Jats is actually as hard as a Savoy. Tanya from Melton. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Tanya. What do you think the difference between a Jats and a Savoy is?
Well, there's not much difference. When I used to work in a supermarket, Jats was owned by Westons, and obviously the Savoy was owned by Arnott's, and then Arnott's bought out Westons. So they
that
just
makes
merged
sense.
All their products together, so and they never really got rid of one. But if you do look on the ingredients, they are slightly different, but I just think the Savoy holds, it's a bit harder, and it holds the flavour a bit better with dips and stuff like that.
I don't like the hardness.
Tanya, I love everything you said then, and that makes perfect sense. So they were rival brands of almost identical products, and now Arnott's bought them. I get it now. Okay, that makes sense. But, yeah, they almost are identical. Well, yeah, I love what Tanya said. The Savoy is that little – maybe holds the dip a bit better, the topping.
The box is the same too, isn't it? Like the logo it all looks the same, same colours.
Is it Vianne in Hopper's Crossing?
Yes, that's correct.
Vianne, where do you stand on Savoy and Jats?
Savoy's all the way. They're saltier. They're 100% better.
See, you're with my mum. My mum agrees with you. Savoy's.
Get on these Jats clicks. They're salty and they melt in your mouth.
They're actually the best a different biscuit.
It says the best tasting thing that ever hit your mouth.
It's topic on
and
the
And we
Fox.
Didn't get to it, but Julian Cranbird said Savoy too.
I beg to differ.
Oh, yeah, but you're having a different biscuit. That's not a Jats. It's a Jats clicks.
It says Jats.
It's a clicks.
Melt in your mouth.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Bev and Byron.
Please explain.
Question?
Yes, Fev and I need to change the topic quickly because we're fighting over Jats and Savoy.
Oh, I've got to please explain. Tell me why a Jats clicks is not the same as a Jats.
Because it's the same not the thing. Same. It's a different biscuit.
The Jats and the Ritz are the same thing.
No, it's not. No, Ritz isn't even in the equation.
It is. Because I've got it in front of me.
Okay, now this, please explain. Aaron, you've not been a part of this segment before, because it's usually Byron.
Well, Fiona knows everything, so.
Oh, this is scary.
She just knows an answer to everything. It doesn't matter what I throw at her, she'll come up with an answer, and I'll go, yeah, you're right.
And he's trying to stump me.
I reckon I've got one. I'll say that to the end. I reckon I've got one to stump you.
Just do one a day.
One a day?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Boxy, you love to travel. You love a little France. You love France.
I do love France.
You love
France,
going to see the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure if you've done any of this in France, but...
What?
Why do they call French kissing in France?
Because back in...
Oh, shut up, because... Okay, go.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do.
So in the Renaissance period, particularly around Louis the 16th, now he was the one who married Louis Marie Antoinette, but his grandfather was called the Sun King, Louis, and he was the one who brought romance to France. And their way of kissing was, honestly, in the UK... British people were petters. They'd pet when they kissed. The French were the ones who really opened the mouths and got all in. So it was a French. So back in sort of the Renaissance period, and then the 1700s and 1800s, it sort of went around the world because obviously with immigration and boats traveling, and then everyone started French kissing. But it started in France.
Well,
there you go. Did you know there are some tribes in the world?
I don't want to know anything.
They don't even kiss.
What do you mean?
Are some populations that don't kiss. Like, yeah, kissing's not in.
That's in Brighton East, Fev's house. 1019, The Fox. All the single bosses. All the single bosses. All the single bosses. All the single bosses. Take our boss. Boss, boss, boss.
Take our boss. Madman Joe. Take our boss. Yes, it's been quite a journey over the last week or so. We have been trying to find love for our boss,
Mad Mando. Desperate, dateless sort of ball style.
Well, you know what, Fev? The truth is we have given her the nickname Mad Mando because she often gets mad.
She's always angry.
Maybe she was mad at the start of the year and she didn't like one of our segments. And then
no, the whole show.
We've had lots of issues. Anyway, we just figure if she's loved up and happy in a relationship, I think a happy boss is a great boss because then... less stress, less meetings, less care factor.
We might
all
be
of
able
that
to get
happens.
All our things back, Boxy, like Alpha Bucks at 7 again. Like she took everything away.
I know she takes the toys out of our studio.
Yeah, and she chucks it out the cot. We started crying. Yep. We want the toys back in the cot.
So what we did, Fev, and we, you know, people may laugh and think, oh, this is a radio stunt.
No,
quite seriously, we went on dating apps. We made a profile on Bumble. And Fev, after much research, we looked through all the candidates. Yep. We ticked all her boxes. We found her, Brian, and we believe Brian is the one. Now I am a leader.
We're such good singers.
We are. Fev and I met Brian yesterday. He ticked our boxes.
He was very nice.
He's lovely. So yesterday, Brian and Mad Mando had their first online on Zoom date. So they were Zooming. We're taking social distancing very seriously here at the Fox. So finally, Fev, now you did jump into their Zoom date. At some stage, listen out for Fev crashing the Zoom date.
I thought I was Owen Wilson.
But I can't wait to hear this. Here is Mad Mando on her date with Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Was it nerve-wracking this morning?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, this has been a bit of a roller coaster for me. I've been incredibly nervous. I haven't been on apps for very long, and every time I go to meet someone, I chicken out. So I'm actually quite shy when it comes to dating.
It's hard because I'm like a pretty shy sort of guy as well. So it makes it hard. I know it can be pretty stressful, can't it?
Did you always grow up in Traralgon or Melbourne?
Pretty much. Like I've been here most of my life, except I spent a couple of years living in Canberra.
Okay.
So that was good. I went and played footy up in Canberra for a couple of years.
Yeah, right.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good. I just tried to be desperate.
Well,
Thank you. Keep that in mind.
Thank you, Fez. That was already nerve-wracking enough, but anyway.
That's okay. Have you been in radio for long?
Yeah, pretty much my whole career, to be honest. I did a little bit of TV when I came out of uni and then went into radio.
Do you get much free time then? I can imagine you're probably like so busy.
I do. I kind of make times. I love live music and you know, going out for dinner and wine bars. And you probably know being in a relationship is nice to have someone to share that.
It makes it difficult sometimes.
Experience and try new things, and
especially when like most of your friends have all got their families and everything, and
yeah,
like to do their own thing on weekends and stuff, and you're like,
it'd be nice to do something. What are you kind of looking for in your next kind of relationship?
Ideally, it's like a relationship and someone just to share your life with. It's hard because I don't sort of want to put like a label on it straight away, because then it puts the pressure on myself and the other person.
Yeah. You know.
But, I don't want just like a fling or, you know, like a weekend thing or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, so yeah. Definitely looking for something long term, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Well, I don't want to keep you from work. Hopefully, we might be able to meet soon.
Yeah, sure. Yep. I'll be down for that.
Maybe meet halfway. I don't know.
I'm happy to come with you. Don't shit. Yeah, that's all good.
It was nice to meet you.
You too. Soon. Thank you. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
See ya. Bye.
Oh,
wow.
Fev. Okay. Honestly, Fev, what do you think?
Well, seriously, they're going to meet halfway at a truck stop. How about and that's it?
No. Okay.
That's what I got out of that. It was awkward. They got deep. She played it well. I think she was a bit too forward and maybe scared him off at the start. But then I think that he might be a little bit desperate too.
I did not get that out of that.
Really?
I think Brian is a great guy. No, they're looking for love. That was really vulnerable. I looked at that as a very vulnerable. Two people put themselves out there. I think they were both really brave, and I got a good feeling. I really liked him, and I think Brian is a good catch. So what we need to find out after this, though. I also mean I really like Mando too. That just sounded like I just liked him. Well, I really like our boss.
Mando got deep.
I know, but I liked that. So let's find out next what they think of each other. I mean, a lot rides on this. We've done the first bit.
What do they really think?
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
All the single bosses. Now, you just heard we finally found our boss, Mad Mando, who we believe is the one, Brian. He ticked all her boxes. He ticked our boxes. Fev and I, we did our due diligence.
Your boxes.
he's a great match for her. We just heard their date, and now we're going to find out what they thought of their date. So after the date yesterday, Darcy, our producer, asked Brian what he thought. So let's now hear Brian's thoughts.
I was a little bit nervous thinking about how it went, but Amanda just made it. Yeah, she made it a lot easier for me, I suppose. So, Amanda was pretty much as I imagined. I guess maybe I don't really know what I imagined. Like the nickname Mad Mando sort of made me think, what makes her mad? But she seems like a pretty cool person. So, yeah, nothing to worry about, I don't think. As in regards to the future, I guess never count anything out, or I never assume either. So I don't know. I just think just take it as it comes, and hopefully something good happens out of it. Yeah. I'm definitely keen to catch up with Amanda again in person. This time would be ideal. So yeah, hopefully we can work something out.
Well, that was a good review. We've got the woman of the hour on the line.
What would you call that if it was like a stars boxy? Like, would that be five star, four star?
I reckon that was a five star review.
Five star review. Okay.
I think, do you think?
It was positive, yeah.
Four and a half?
Four and a half.
Being conservative?
Five is like he's drooling.
Okay. Well, it was a strong four and a half.
Yeah, strong.
Mad Mando joins us on the line. Hey, Mando.
Hello. Did you hear that, Feb? I'm pretty cool.
Stepmom. It's a stepmom. How's stepmom life going?
What we just heard what Brian thought of your date. What are you thinking? How are you feeling? Did you think it went well?
You're in love.
I think it was really awkward. So anyone doing the virtual dating in isolation, all the power to you. It was so hard on Zoom, but Brian is so lovely, and I think it'll be when we get together, I think, you know, we'll really see what the chemistry is like. But
are you going to go in for a pash?
I don't know on the first date.
What's your second date?
So have you been in touch? Do we have a second date locked in?
Not as yet, no.
Can I ask some questions, Boxing?
Please go, Fev.
Okay. Now, when you were talking to Brian, you know when you're like, when you go on a date, you flirt and you send signals to your partner. Did you do any signals or any?
Oh, I did look back at the video call. I think I was biting my lip a lot, which is terrible.
That's you're sort of seducing.
Oh my goodness, I didn't realize I was doing it, but yeah, I think I was. I don't know if it was a nervous thing or a flirty thing. I don't know. Not sure.
God.
yes.
Oh, I could go so many other places, but I want a job.
Now, Mando, I guess we feel we have found you the one, and we wish this works. So you are now going to see each other. Can we touch base? If it doesn't work, you'll probably never want to talk about this again.
I think I'd definitely love to see Brian again. I think he's a really great guy. And
Mando, have you got much on the weekend? Busy or you're
walking the dog?
I booked you a B&B at Warrigal if you'd like to.
Oh goodness, I don't know that Warrigal.
It's a quest.
Yeah. Yes. I lived in Warrigal.
I'm a five-star girl. There's no five-star in Warrigal, is there?
Not when I was. I was certainly wasn't staying in the five-star when I lived there.
Sleeping.
I was a boarder. Okay, well, look, I'm happy with that, Mando. We've found you love.
Congratulations.
And we look forward to, I don't know, being best man and woman at the wedding. We'll be in touch with Brian, see how he's going. Yep, all of that. So good luck. Have a great weekend. I guess that means we won't see you after the show. No meetings today. Excellent!
Fifi, Fab and Byron.
Underworks extra warm winter socks from all leading retailers. Underworks, the number wonder down under for winter socks. 101 now.